From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There are reports today that Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf and the former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto are making significant progress on a deal that would include her return from exile. Last week, the Pakistani Supreme Court ruled that another exiled former Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, can return. Sharif and Bhutto were rivals in the 1990s before Musharraf took over in a coup. As to what the deal between Musharraf and Bhutto might include for that return now to Graham Usher, the freelance journalist in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Graham Usher, what are they talking about broadly?
Well, in essence, the deal is President Musharraf will be re-elected Pakistani president for another five-year term, and Benazir Bhutto will be allowed to return to Pakistan, contest parliamentary elections, and if her party is the majority party, will be able to become Prime Minister of Pakistan for the third time. That, in a nutshell, is what they are negotiating about. But there are a whole range of details and nuts and bolts that have to be fixed for that trade-off to happen.
The part of the deal that was reported to be done today concerned President Musharraf's wearing of the uniform. You have to explain, this is more than a sartorial issue in Pakistan.
Yes, it is. At the moment, Musharraf holds two positions in Pakistan. He's the president of the country, and he's also army chief of staff. There is enormous opposition to him holding both these positions. A recent opinion poll that said that 60% of Pakistanis wanted him to give up the position of army chief of staff. And Benazir Bhutto has made it very clear that it would be very difficult for her to support him as long as he holds these two positions. And what we understand today is that he has indeed agreed to give up the position as Army Chief of Staff. And he will probably do so by the time his present term ends, which should be in the middle of November.
Benazir Bhutto seems to be walking a tightrope here. On the one hand, opposing Pervez Musharraf as an undemocratic leader of Pakistan. On the other hand, being willing to concede another five-year term in the presidency to him, if that permits a new election.
Yes, she is walking a tightrope, and she justifies it by saying that what she's trying to do is effect a transition to civilian rule, a transition to democracy. There are many people who are saying that the better way to do that would be to have no truck with Musharraf whatsoever and to join the other opposition parties in Pakistan, led by Nawaz Sharif, who are saying very clearly that they don't want Musharraf in uniform or out of uniform, and they want the army to withdraw to barracks. Benazir Bhutto is saying that that is a recipe for confrontation, that the army has to be on board if there is to be a smooth and peaceful transition to civilian rule. And that is how she justifies negotiating with Musharraf.
I've read in one account that Madam Bhutto has been negotiating through a general who is chief of the Pakistani intelligence service. That seems to suggest that whoever holds what office in Pakistan, the army and the intelligence service, are going to retain decisive power.
Yes, and I think that is why many people are against this deal. It's also understood that Benazir Bhutto has agreed that even if Musharraf becomes civilian president, he will still be in charge of the army, he will still be in charge of Pakistan's foreign policy, and critically, he will still be in charge of policies towards the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, which as far as the West is concerned, and particularly the United States, is of course the key policy. So Musharraf will remain indisputably the dominant political figure in Pakistan because he has the trust of the army.
Who, by the way, would have control over Pakistan's nuclear arsenal?
Musharraf. Technically, as president, he would be commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and the armed forces would have control over the nuclear arsenal.
That's reporter Graham Usher in Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. Graham Usher, thank you very much.
Thank you.